大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘基 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, it's Adam.
我们今天要说说 We're in the season of autumn now. 我们现在在秋天 which I think is the best, most romantic season of the year.
That's right, and it's also a season that's really good for English teachers because there's so much interesting stuff to talk about.
对，比如秋天的落叶，然后秋天好多好吃的东西，还有 lots of fun and romantic activities, right? So we've got a jam-packed show for you today. 关于秋天这些精彩美妙的事物，今天我们都跟你一起来分享。那么我们首先要说最基本的就是秋天的名字。那大家最熟悉的是 autumn.
Right, but over here in North America, you will also hear another word, and that is the...much less romantic, fall.
Fall, 就是摔了一跤,摔下去了,是吧? F-A-L-L.
Right, like don't fall down.
但我觉得这北美人可能很实在啊,他说秋天就是 leaves fall from trees, 就树叶从树上掉下来, so we'll just call it fall.
That's right.
但 autumn 其实这个词, it's common and I think it's more standard.
Yeah, more aristocratic, more romantic.
真的是比较浪漫。Speaking of romantic, 秋天就是非常浪漫的一个季节，特别是在有一些地方啊，有一些城市，比如北京的秋，然后比如 here in North America, 纽约的秋天，以及你所在的多伦多的秋天。These cities really the best time of the year to visit them is in autumn, is in, do we say in the fall or in fall?
Both are fine. Yeah, in the summer, in summer, in the fall, in fall.
Oh, okay. 哎，那我们就来讲讲秋天这些非常美妙的城市，好吧？我还记得我第一次到北京，人生第一次去北京，就是在北京的秋天。And I was about 12 or 13. 但是我的脑海里已经有很多北京秋天浪漫美妙的画面。因为我们学过一个课文叫《故都的秋》，就是郁达夫先生写的。秋天无论在什么地方总是好的，但是北京的秋就是特别不一样。所以他不管身处何地，只要秋天 ，he will try his best to go to Beijing because he want to get a taste of 北京的秋。哎 ，Adam， 那你有没有在秋天去过北京？
I don't think so. I think summer I've been there, winter I've been there, maybe even spring, but I have yet to experience the autumn in Beijing.
Wow, you're really missing out. 你怎么能最好的季节没去过?
Well, no one told me about this, the 课文. If I would have known.
对,你应该早点学这种散文。我觉得就是, you know, we talk about these bucket lists, 对吧?就是死前一定要做的事情 I think go to Beijing in the fall and fall in love in Beijing in the fall it's definitely should be everyone's bucket list.
That's right, but don't forget there are other cities in the world too that also have pretty amazing autumns.
哦，对，纽约的秋天就像北京的秋天 they're just so iconic 就好像这个城市的名片。Oh, you know, the first time I was ever in New York, 也是秋天去的。
Wow, was that the next year after Beijing? 13 years old?
No. I had to wait for like 20 years. 好像差不多就是30岁的时候第一次去纽约。But I did pick the best season because I heard so much about, oh, you gotta visit New York in autumn. So that's how I planned the trip. And I was not disappointed.
Just like that song, Jenny in New York.
Oh, yeah, 就是那个特别有名的爵士情歌 Autumn in New York, 完全就是里面的那个意境。这个歌词我觉得写得特别好，他就说 Wow, Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? 说是最好的季节嘛 so it invites everyone to experience it, right? It's so inviting.
That's right, but the song isn't so rosy all the way through. It says, oh, people come here and they fall in love here.But there's a lot of pain here, too.
They also get their hearts broken.
But at least they're getting them broken in the most beautiful season.
很多的浪漫就是因为里面 mingled with heartaches and pain, right?
That's right.
所以才很深刻啊。哎，其实北京的秋天、纽约的秋天、包括多伦多的秋天那么美丽，其中有一个很大的因素就是叶子很漂亮。然后还有, you know, the... red leaves, the golden leaves, the amazing colors.
Yeah, absolutely. Leaves fall down. That's why they call it fall. And the colors are really breathtaking.
像形容落叶除了你讲的 you know, leaves fall down, can we just say, I love the falling leaves in autumn?
You could say the falling and also the fallen, right? The ones that have already left the tree and hit the ground. So both are fine.
Okay, and then 树叶改变颜色呢？
Well, you could just say, I love the colors. It's implied that the colors change. But if you really want to emphasize the actual change, then just say, I love the changing colors.
然后就有很多人会特别去赏叶子，比如赏枫叶，加拿大很多 maple trees, or 北京香山这个赏红叶。我还记得我爸爸妈妈的第一次带我去，也是我第一次坐缆车，坐 cable car。我到现在还记得，因为那个缆车 you're not covered.就你整个人 you're exposed to the air. 现在想想有点危险 But it's beautiful because you're just immersed in nature, in the amazing smell and color of the leaves, 然后吸到这个特别清爽的空气 Yeah.
Okay, so you can get a good peep at all those leaves.
诶，是不是赏叶英语就叫 leaf peeping 啊
Leaf peeping, right, or you are a leaf peeper.
我就觉得这个词有点怪因为 peep 的意思是偷窥 So I would say like 90% of the time 当我们听到这个词的时候它都在讲不好的事情就是变态狂什么但 I don't know why they just call this activity leaf peeping I guess it's 就是我们人不要打搅叶子是吧我们就是安静地欣赏它 Let's just take a peep
I think it's because they rhyme or they sort of rhyme It's better than leaf looking
这倒是How about leaf appreciating?
Yeah, that's good, that's good.
诶刚刚也讲到那个空气 right? Something special about the air. 就很好闻而且闻起来感觉很好。怎么形容那种就秋天特别的清爽那个空气
Well, usually the word we use here for autumn is crisp. The air is crisp.
啊就是很脆的那个比如薯片那个 crisp 吗
Well, it's not crispy, Jenny. It's crisp.
Oh, 对对，这里我们要分清，因为当做形容词使用的时候，我们要形容薯片、薯条那种脆哈 ，that's crispy. 但是形容空气的时候，我们要用 crisp. But it's also an adjective, right?
Right, exactly. Now, what does it mean? What is crisp actually? Well, you take a breath and you kind of feel cooling, but also...Warming, but also biting? I don't know how to describe it.
对，就是很难形容，但只要你呼吸过秋天的空气 you know what we're talking about.
Exactly.
那接下来呢，我们来讲讲啊，秋天非常美味的食物，而且我觉得就是看到这些食物，你就知道，哦，秋天来了 we are in a new season, we are in a new time of the year.
That's right, and that means that the supermarkets will have all of their autumn displays with all of their autumn foods right at the front of the store.
但是要看你去的是外国人的超市还是中国人的超市。比如华人超市，现在就是柚子、柿子、枣子这些东西，然后外国人的超市就是南瓜，各种各样的南瓜，大大小小。
That's right, pumpkin everything.
哎，其实我觉得这个China, North America 这些 fall food, fall flavors 我们都能来说一下。Well, why don't we start with 刚刚这几种水果，柚子、柿子、枣子，因为我觉得英文里面我们不太会学这些水果。Everyone knows about apples and banana, but how do you say 柚子?
Pomelo.
P-O-M-E-L-O, pomelo. Pomelo, 但它跟那个西柚啊 ,Western...那个我们叫 grapefruit.
Right, yeah, grapefruit, or even when you said the word, Jenny, my face kind of scrunched up a little bit.
就是我也吃过很好吃的 grapefruit, 就它比较甜,但是我 99% 情况下买的 grapefruit, it's so sour and so bitter.、Mm-hmm. 然后我就想说,为什么有人喜欢吃这种东西呢? They should just...Go eat pomelo, 不要吃 grapefruit.
Right, yeah, I think there is a big part of our culture over here that really, really emphasizes punishing yourself. So eat a grapefruit every day.
你很多时候觉得难吃的东西大概都蛮健康的，是吧？
Right, right, right.
Hey, but if you eat a pomelo, 又健康又好吃，而且还比较大。Grapefruit 这么小一个。
That's right, yeah. So it ticks all the boxes there.
好，那 move on to next fruit, 就是柿子。
Okay, get ready for this one, guys. Persimmon.
这个 persimmon, 我觉得你听它的名字绝对想不到它是一种水果。
Right.
It sounds so serious.
Yeah, it sounds like some guy, I don't know, maybe a British general or someone, he landed in China and found
this... 就像 Downton Abbey, 唐顿庄园。
Lord Persimmon, oh, I've discovered this tomato-like fruit.
Persimmon 公爵, Earl Duke Persimmon.
The Duke of Persimmon has discovered a new fruit while in China.
对,你看中文多顺了,柿子。哎，那枣子呢？枣子的英文是
？Well, that would be date.
啊，虽然不难，但是这个 date 在英文里面意思太多了。It means 日期 ，it means 约会 ，but it also means 一个枣子。
Right.
哎 ，Adam， 我讲的秋天的这个枣子是 fresh， 是 crispy， 就脆的，是 crunchy 的，你吃过吗
？No, I usually have the dried ones.
Oh, right, those are everywhere, right? And you can get them throughout the year. But these fresh dates, well, the best thing. And it's only available for like 2 months of the year. 就是秋天才有。然后等秋天快要结束 so right at the end of autumn, the beginning of winter, 最好吃的东西来了 cream of the crop, 大闸蟹。
Okay, so I should tell you guys that I met Jenny in the autumn.And pretty much...
In Shanghai.
Yes, yes, yes. That is a very important part of this story. So, Jenny is also a very generous boss. So, you can imagine what she does or where she takes her staff every autumn.
这个也是后来开业业绩好的时候才能去因为大闸蟹很贵。十年前人均至少也三四百吧。但现在更贵了。但是我后来发现啊请外国员工还是实在一点。或者就直接发现金给他们，因为外国人都不知道怎么剥那个螃蟹。
Right, or me, I just wouldn't eat it.
因为你是 vegetarian.
Right, so I guess you save money by bringing me along.
啊，对啊，给外国人吃点南瓜就好了，他们觉得秋天最好吃的东西就是南瓜。
Yeah.
可以省很多钱。
Just give me a pumpkin, I'd be happy.
哎，所以说到北美就是这些典型的秋天的食物啊。我觉得你问任何一个 North American, they will say pumpkin.
Right, right. So you guys should know what a pumpkin is, of course. It's kind of a weird word because it has a lot of consonants right in the middle. But we really just say pumpkin. So you don't really need to say that P in the middle. It's just a pumpkin.
Pumpkin. 在北美这个 pumpkin 不仅是秋天的一种食物而且对于像感恩节啦 Halloween 来说 You know, people make desserts with them、
right.
Soups, roast them 另外它也是用来 decorate 是吧装饰家里很重要的一个道具
Right, right So yeah, big pumpkins are great for Halloween Smaller pumpkins usually have much more flavor So that's better for cooking and making soups There is no end to what we can do with pumpkins
但我觉得北美的就是它号称是什么 pumpkin spice, 就 pumpkin 香料味道的。It's actually just cinnamon, 是肉桂。Like, pumpkin doesn't taste like that.
Right, it's basically the spice for pumpkin pie, which is a big part of Thanksgiving, which, yes, is cinnamon. Yeah, mostly cinnamon, but also some other pretty strong spices in there, too.
好，那我们今天节目的最后呢 let's circle back to the word fall. 这个北美对于秋天的叫法啊 we can actually use this as an adjective and it appears a lot in different phrases, right?
Sure, we've already talked about lots of them today. Fall food, fall flavor. We didn't really talk about fall fashion, though.
秋季时尚,对吧? Fall trend, 秋天的潮流。所以这里呢我们都是把 fall 当作一个形容词来使用
That's right, but don't forget the original meaning Which is, oh, this thing was up here and now, doof, it is down here It fell, that is falling
所以 fall 是动词原形然后它的过去式是 fell, F-E-L-L 啊，然后还有过去完成时是 fallen, F-A-L-L-E-N
Hey, you're a good student
Oh, I try. 那这个 to fall, 不是摔跤也可以说 to fall down 吗？是吗？
Yeah, usually when we talk about a human falls down. So, oh, I fell down, he fell down, I don't want to fall down. When the leaves fall from a tree, we would just say they fall.
Oh, like leaves are falling from trees, or leaves fell from trees.
Right, or anything. But again, usually when we are talking about humans, we say they fell down.
Okay, well, I don't like falling down, but I do like falling in love. 我们讲讲就其他比较好的好吗？
Okay, yes, yes, that's right. The problem with talking about a word like fall is that it's often quite negative. You don't want to fall down, but Jenny picked a really good one here that is obviously not negative, and that is fall in love or fall for someone.
Oh, so you fall for 什么也可以哈。Or you can even fall for something, 对吧? Or you can fall for a city, like I fell for Beijing in the fall. 我爱上了秋天的北京。诶,我前面说那个 in the fall, 讲在秋天是 in the fall or in fall?
Oh, both are okay, both are okay.
啊,都行哈。Well, Adam, 我前面讲的 bucket list, 你一定要 please...Visit Beijing in the fall and fall in love there.
Well, Jenny, I'd really love to. Money's a little bit tight lately, but if I fall into some money, then that's going to be the first thing on my to-do list.
Okay, 那我们今天节目最后就是 Adam 一定要教大家的这个说法。他说撞大运，捡到钱 fall into money.
Right, right, right. So this isn't really like you worked really hard and you made a lot of money. It's more like you're really lucky and you had someone, some uncle or some ancestor.
Uncle Persimmon, 那个英国贵族。
Uncle Lord Persimmon, yes, my great-great-great-great-uncle left me his estate in Persimmonshire.
诶，那 fall into something 基本上就是 fall into some money 吗？
Yes, yes, yes.
所以他的意思就是你运气很好，是吧？刚刚你说继承，我觉得那个是，但是什么中奖啊什么的，可以，那个也是 fall into some money 吗？
You could. Usually when I think about this phrase, I'm thinking about some kind of inheritance.
Okay, 明白了。好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。We talked about this wonderful season, fall, autumn.不知道大家是不是非常的爱秋天呢? And why do you like fall? What is your favorite part? Or maybe what's your favorite city in fall?
That's right. And have you ever fallen in love in fall? Or fallen into some money in fall?
那样的话你就可以吃很多大闸蟹。
Right. And don't forget to treat Jenny and Adam.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。We look forward to seeing you next time. 我们下次再见。
All right, bye guys.